Episode 8, The 5 Reiki Symbols. As explained in Episode 6, it is your choice whether you wish to self-attune, or seek the counsel of a Reiki master. If you have chosen to be guided by a Reiki master, then please skip this episode, as we will now introduce the 5 Reiki symbols. Instead, your Reiki master will introduce these symbols to you as you progress through the Reiki levels. You will receive your first 3 symbols at level 2, also known as second degree, and the remaining 2 symbols at level 3, also known as third degree. For those of you who have chosen self-attunement, keep listening. Remember, there are 3 levels of attunement. Level 1 emphasizes self-healing, so you are your best self, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Level 2 is focused on giving Reiki to others. It's at this level that you are introduced to the first 3 Reiki symbols. We advise you learn how to recreate these 3 symbols from memory. So you are able to draw these symbols in the air with just your hands or fingers. Or draw them onto paper at will. When you are ready to attune yourself to the second level, follow the self-attunement process you learned in Episode 7. This time round, however, you can concentrate on each symbol in turn. As you visualize the white light entering each of your chakras, keep in mind, each symbol has different qualities, which allows you to focus and guide ki more acutely than you can at level 1. Lastly, level 3 is focused on you being able to attune others. At this level, you will receive the final 2 Reiki symbols. So let's begin. 1. Cho Ku Rei, the power symbol. This level 2 symbol is drawn in 3 strokes, and can be drawn clockwise, as opposed to how it's shown here, counterclockwise. Both are equally powerful. Cho Ku Rei translates into, I have the key. The main use of Cho Ku Rei is to draw power and energy from around you. And then focus that energy on the destination you have in mind for it. 2. Shi Hei Ki, the harmony symbol. This level 2 symbol is drawn with 9 strokes. Shi Hei Ki translates into key to the universe. The main use of Shi Hei Ki is to purify and bring emotional and mental balance. Hence why it is sometimes referred to as the peacemaker symbol. This symbol is perfect for helping you, or others, through a particularly tough, emotional time. 3. Hun Sha Zi Shou Nen, the connection symbol. Hun Sha Zi Shou Nen translates loosely to, no past, no present, no future. It can also mean, the God in me contacts the God in you. This level 2 symbol is often called the distance symbol, as its primary use is to send Reiki across long distances. You could send Reiki healing to someone on the other side of the planet, if needed. But more so than that, this symbol goes beyond space and time, hence no past, no present, no future. It connects everything across the universe. So you can send healing, not just across distances, but across time too. You can send healing Reiki to yourself or others in the future. For example, for a scheduled surgery or treatment. You can also send Reiki to your past, or someone else's past. To heal emotional and mental traumas that arose from past events. 4. Dai Ko Myo, the Reiki Master Symbol. This is a level 3 symbol, and it loosely translates into Great Enlightenment or Bright Shining Light. This symbol is the heart of Reiki, and it represents inner knowledge, truth, and soul healing. The purpose of this symbol is to reiterate the power of unconditional love. 5. Raku, the Completion Symbol. This level 3 symbol is solely used in the final stages of attunement, to seal in the energy into the 7 chakras. The striking lightning bolt symbol represents the ki being drawn downwards from the cosmos, filling, cleansing and balancing your chakras. From the top crown chakra all the way down to your root chakra. And then rooting itself into the earth. This is the only symbol that was not actually taught by Dr. Macau. This symbol was incorporated by one of Mrs. Takata's students, Iris Ishikoro. In order to help with the grounding process directly after attunement, the Raku symbol was then brought to the West by Arthur Robertson, a student of Ishikoro. Join us for the next episode where you will learn the 16 Reiki hand positions for self-healing.